explained to him, you know, with the radio I can, you know, reach out and talk to other people around the world. And he says, well, why don't you just use the internet? I just about laughed in his face. I says, well, that's not what this is all about. This is a hobby. And plus, I didn't have time to explain to him that we do use the radios for emergencies and stuff like that if the internet was to go down. But I wasn't gonna explain to him on all that because they have an awful hard time understanding English. They're basically pretty clueless. Go ahead. This is 88HY.
WDANXL. Well, I had a similar experience today. Had a cable guy come out, and it's the first appointment, so 8 o'clock, because they had a problem with the internet, and I walked up there, and he's looking up, and he says, what are all these wires in the trees? And I said, oh, you know, same thing. I'm a ham radio operator. And I said, that's my long wire. And he says, what's that thing way? I says, well, that's thing way up there. I says, well, that's my 40-foot tower. So that's why, and Dan, that's probably why you hear me better when once I got that up there. So he says, well, I told him a little while about it, and he goes, oh, wow, well, that's kind of interesting. Wasn't really that interested, but he just says, I've never seen anything like this before. So I don't know. So there you go. So I guess we'll turn it over to you, Doug, 88MS, WDXL.